Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Welcome, welcome, and good evening. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm Delia Farquharson, and this is our third in a series on education, and it's our third and final in our series on education, and we have a really awesome show today because we're going to be having a special guest on our show, and it's a story that I think we find inspiring and others have found inspiring, and we hope you as our listening audience will find it inspiring as well because it's Nerissa's story. And I purposely delayed telling you anything about Nerissa because I want Nerissa's story to unfold to you as much as possible through her own words and then perhaps more so than through her mother's words. So I'm really looking forward to this show, and I hope you will find it as inspiring as we do. So with that said, let me welcome my fabulous husband and guest co-host, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Delia. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, so this show is about Discussions with Delia. It's really about thoughts, feelings, and actions. And it's about how does our thoughts and feelings and actions impact our lives and our life outcome? How does it manifest itself when it starts with our thought? How we feel about something, how does that impact the outcome of our lives? And I want us to think about, you know, one of the things that Raymond and I talked about this week is in raising children, you know, what it is that, or how it is that we do it, how we impact our children, how we influence our children, how that determines the kind of adults that our children grow up to be. And I think it's really important to understand, and this is something that I've said for a long time, even when my children were small, that I was not raising children, but rather I was raising adults. So even though they were children then, I had to be able to see in the long run that they would not remain children, and they needed the skills of children, but for so long. But the longer term goal is to raise adults, to determine, to help your child become that the best that they can be as adults. And so that's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring you this episode as a culmination to our series on education. And I'm getting ready to introduce to you a really special young woman. I'll tell you, she's 18 years old. We've known her since she was six or so. And she, like many 18-year-olds, is getting ready to go off to college. So what then do you ask is so special about this story, and why do we find it so inspiring? So I'd like to welcome to the show Nerissa and her mother, Denise. Denise, Nerissa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Nerissa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Wonderful. Thank you for agreeing to be our special guest. We really appreciate you. And, you know how much we love you. So I would like you, Nerissa, to take the next few minutes to tell the listening audience what you want them to know about you.
At the age of 14 months, I was diagnosed with a disability called CP, which impairs my motor skills. And it binds me to a wheelchair. And I need help with my daily living skills, like brushing my teeth or writing with my hands and my body. But that doesn't stop me from getting an education. I just graduated from high school with a Regents diploma.
Yay for you.
Hey, thank you. And I'm education means to me that I can better further myself and become a positive role model for people around the world and show them that people with disabilities can do anything we put our mind to. And how I plan to do that is by my love of acting. I've been in a countless number of plays, and this coming week I'm heading off to Wright State University to pursue a degree in theater studies.
Wow.
In
Dayton,
Ohio. Leaving home.
Yeah, you're flying the coop. You're leaving home.
Yes.
Oh boy, that's exciting.
Yeah. So it's really awesome, Narissa, that even though your body is confined to a wheelchair, that your dreams and your goals go so much further than that, right?
Yeah.
That you are, you're not limiting yourself.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. Narissa, go ahead.
I was brought up to be like any other child.
You were brought up like any other child. Yeah, I see that. I've seen that. Yeah. And what role, Narissa, do you think the way that you were brought up, how do you think that kind of determined how you've turned out? You know, the fact that there's nothing you don't believe you can do or accomplish, right?
Yes. My mom has instilled in me and my brother to never doubt the power of education.
Right,
even
right.
Though we might think homework is, we might have trouble with a math problem.
Mm-hmm.
She would sit down with me and my brother until we got it, and I thank her for that.
Right, right. It's really awesome. You know, I've seen, and I've witnessed you grow up. And I'm wondering, and Denise, are you there?
No.
I'm wondering.
No.
No. Okay. So I'm wondering, Nerissa, how the fact that your mother thinks education is so important, is that what has influenced and how that has influenced the fact that you want to have an education, but not only an education, because you could get educated anywhere, but that you have thought out not just a program around the corner, but you're going away from home to try to accomplish and achieve your goal. You're moving beyond just the limited boundaries. So how do you think that's come to be?
I think that influenced me because my mom wanted me to experience any other child experience, and
okay.
I know a lot of people are going away to college, so I wanted to experience freedom like them.
Wow.
Well, freedom, she says. Every little teenager wants
to
be away.
Yeah, so you're no different. You're no different. Okay, no. So Nerissa, you said you're going to be studying theater.
Yes.
You like acting, and we've seen you in a lot of productions. So what's your dream, Nerissa? What's your dream?
To show the world that people with disabilities could do whatever they put their mind to and be great at it. And my platform is the theater. I hope to show the world that we have a voice, we want to be heard, we are here.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that is really inspiring, Nerissa, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I really wanted you to be on this show, and I'm so happy that you're here, because, you just recently graduated, like you said, from a really awesome high school, correct, with a Regents diploma.
Yes.
And we think about so many children that we might know who give up on school, you know, who think that school is too hard. How far do you travel every day to school, Nerissa?
30 minutes. I go to Long Island.
But yeah, you used to go to Long Island. But it was a long ride, right? It's a fairly long ride. Sometimes you get caught in traffic, and you did that every day.
30 minutes without traffic, 45 with traffic.
Okay, right. Okay. And you know, what our listeners don't know, and, you know, I'd like them to understand, is when you say that your mom wanted you to have the experience like every other child, you've had that in spite of being confined to a wheelchair, right?
Yes.
In what way you've had that? You've gone to camp? You've gone
away to sleep? Yeah, I've gone to camp. I go to the movies. I go to...
You have an iPhone?
I have an iPad. I have music. I have...
You know, your music system.
Yeah.
You have crushes. Who's that? Who's your latest singer?
Usher.
Oh, Usher is number one, right?
It's not Usher anymore.
No.
All right.
Okay. But you know what, Nerissa? I mean, the fabulous thing is that come the beginning of next week or the end of this week, you're leaving. You're going away to out of state. We're in New York, and you're going out of state to start school.
Yep.
And you know, for listeners to really understand, in case they, you know, they didn't get it, but you rely on someone else to take care of your daily living skills.
Yes.
So this is, So this experience is, you know, is an experience in faith, because the fact is that your mom from you were very young has been almost raising you for this day, has been pushing you and preparing you so that you can be, like I said, you know, an independent adult making decisions for yourself. Go ahead, Marissa.
Even if you are listening right now, I want to say to people who don't have the drive to go to college, go, even if go experience it, take it from me, you have your ability to go experience, go learn, go teach others, go see the world. And
oh my.
If you take one thing away from me, I would employ people who don't have the drive to go to college, take my word for it, because I have challenges, and I'm going to take it from me. Go.
Yeah. You know, Narissa, and it's really awesome, because even before you had to graduate high school, and so many children drop out. The dropout rate in so many parts of the country is more than 50%. That means one out of every two child is dropping out of school. But even with all the challenges, you have graduated from college, and not just graduated, with a Regents diploma.
And graduated on time.
And graduated, on time. So that in itself is really awesome, that you have been able to complete high school and graduate with a Regents diploma in spite of your challenges. And so many people give up because of different reasons. One of the things, Narissa, I want people to also understand about you. How many surgeries have you had?
You've had eight surgeries.
Yeah. So over the last several years, you've spent a lot of time in the operating room and at home recovering, right?
Yeah.
What would you want to say to the listeners about your surgeries, Narissa?
They were medically necessary because of my disability. It was medically necessary to keep my body working and out of pain. One summer, I had hip surgery, and I was missing a few weeks of school. Because recovery took longer than we thought. But my mom still had tutors from the district come and teach me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I won't be left behind in school.
Right.
Right.
Nerissa, you know, you are an inspiration to us, and we are very proud of you. And I want to thank you for this really impressive presentation that you did today. You know, you're just telling your story is so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and I it was really important for me that you told it in your own words. And I can tell you that you have just done an awesome, outstanding job of that. And I'm very proud of you, Nerissa.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love you, Nerissa.
I'll see you too.
All right. Thanks, Nerissa.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. So let's go to this caller and see. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Miss Ferguson.
Good afternoon. How are you? Hi,
I'm doing well, actually. I'm hearing all what you're saying, and you're very encouraging. My goodness, very, very promising. I'm overjoyed for you. You have such a very positive impact on these young kids. Very, very good.
Oh, thank you so much.
I've been listening to you and watching. I've been watching and hearing you really very, very so pleasing to Melissa. That is so great, and that's very powerful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. So you
good
heard
to hear.
Melissa's. Yeah.
I did hear her testimony. It sounds so, you know, powerful and very, very touching. You know, it's all really bring me a little teary there, you know, because she's so inspiring, you know, to others. And very much so.
Yeah. And if you think she's inspiring on the telephone, you should meet her in person. She's an awesome, awesome young girl. So, but thank you for calling. We hope you will continue to listen.
Yeah, definitely, it was very touching, and I didn't really. I was away in out of town. I was in Houston, so I just got back. So I get on. I saw you on here. Says, wow, so very good. Continue the hard work you've been doing. I know it's about 8 minutes time you have leave, but I'm going to take up your time. I'll cut you some slack right here, that you can go on.
All right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Right.
Yeah. So. Nerissa was really outstanding.
Yeah, she was. And I guess we have the unfair advantage of knowing her, you know, watching her grow up and watching her in plays and formal and informal plays.
Right.
You know, and watching her be herself. But in the context of what we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks in terms of the value of education and the role that the community, the family, the parents, and so on.
Responsible adults.
Exactly.
Nerissa is a manifestation of that.
Right. There's no better story that Nerissa says, in her own words, as you said, you know, told no better of her telling her own story in her own words in terms of the impact and the importance, you know, of her parents and her mom and how they got her. At 18, you can tell that she absolutely get it. She understands the value of her education and what that means to her and the rest of her life. Her physical confinement to a wheelchair, it is what it is. But her mind, her talents, her abilities, you know, will be exposed to much, much, much more as she goes off to college. I mean, I was at her high school graduation, and I mean, it was something awesome. And I was so happy to be there.
Yeah, so let me call. I see we have a caller on the line. Let's see what. Hello?
Hi, Dee.
Hello, you're on. Hi, Denise.
Hi,
Dee.
It's Denise.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Denise.
I am good. I was just listening to you guys on the radio. And I think, you know, just listening to Nerissa and reflecting on the topic. And just reflecting on the whole importance of education to us and how we got to where we are. And just listening to her, I guess I could actually sum it up in terms of, I think if we don't travel, and when I say travel, I mean if it's even from Westchester to Rockland County, or Westchester to Brooklyn, or Westchester or New York to New Jersey, or travel from one school to another school, or just taking ourselves out of our comfort zone,
mm-hmm,
I don't
mm-hmm,
think we
mm-hmm.
will know where we want to be.
Okay.
And I think if we live insular as parents, if we are insular in and inside a box and not taking our children outside of that box, then where will the dream be to
mm-hmm.
want to be somewhere else?
I think when we
realize that there is something else beside the four walls of my apartment, or the four walls of my house, or the community within which I live, or the circle within which my parents travel, or the circle of my current school friends. If we don't go outside of that, how will we want to strive for more?
Right. I think that's such a great point, Denise, because
yes.
so often we limit, you know, parents limit their children to the boundaries of their own dreams. So, if your child wants to go beyond that, you know, then it's our responsibility as parents to kind of help them.
Right.
Yes.
But I think those things, I agree with you, Angelia, but I think on the flip of that sometimes, it's that fear of saying, oh my gosh, all the things that we could think of that could potentially happen to our child, because we have never been over there. We have never been on that side. We have never been out the circle. Think of all,
but,
and then it becomes negative influence.
But is that
Raymond, I am going to take my comment a little further, because for us as a family, I made sure that reading was paramount.
Mm-hmm.
And believe you me, reading open your eyes to places. When I talk about reading, Larissa is bound to a wheelchair. There are things that she has read that she will know is physically impossible for her to do. But that doesn't
right.
mean she doesn't know about it.
Right, but she's been there.
But
right.
she
because
reads.
She's not bound, she's bound by a wheelchair. She's not bound by her imagination.
Right.
Yeah. So therefore, even when I say take us out of our boundary and our comfort zone, reading does that to us too.
Yes,
reading
does
that to our children. And how many
right.
of our children are actually reading?
Right, right. There are still many households without books.
Yes, and
you
I remember from very early on, one of Narissa's first books that she got as a gift was it I Believe I Can Fly, or I Believe I Can Be Anything I Want It to Be. And
I
still remember that book, and we still have that book. And that book it was a little girl who wanted to be a ballerina.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And that was a dream that planted in a child to be a ballerina.
Right.
Whatever the interpretation is, and the dream that I can be anything I want to be. And that was a book, and I remember it clearly, and it is still on the bookshelf.
Right.
That was one of
her
first books.
I thank you for calling, Denise, and I think that's a really well-made point. And you're right. So the takeaway is, let us not bound our children by the limitations of our own selves.
Yeah, and our own
Let us be unselfish and unconditional in supporting the full potential that every child can be. And you know, let's support that as much as possible. So I thank you, Denise. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And we'll say our goodbyes until next week. But I thank you all for listening. And I say, you know, we hope you found Narissa's story an inspiring story. So please follow us on Twitter and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. The Twitter is at with Delia M. Until next week, take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to me today. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, @withDeliaM. And be sure to like our Facebook page at Discussions with Delia. Tune in next week for another exciting show.